We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking on the phone now to Dave Marver, CEO of Vice's Helmets. I know he's got a lot to say about the safety that his new helmet technology is providing. And despite being a Blue Devil, me being a Cavalier, I guess I'll let him on the show. Dave, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, Tiki. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure to have you on, especially in light of some of the, I call it controversy, even I don't think it's really a controversy going on in the National Football League with the helmet. So let's back up and talk about, you know, how new helmet technology, yours included, maybe yours specifically, has helped change the narrative about concussions in the National Football League. I'm not going to ask you to disparage your competitors, but why is this so important, and how has it become so important to you and your company?
Well, we started the company because we saw there was a lot of concern about head health at the NFL level, but really every level of football, and we thought we could do something to make a difference. And I think we're part of a renaissance in protective equipment in football, particularly helmets.
Now,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, but when you look at it from a historic standpoint, we all know the history. Hard helmets were made to prevent skull fractures and concussions. Even though you can improve technology, it still seems like a function of how hard you get hit and the way you get hit, how your head hits. So what advantage is there to improving the technology? You know what I mean? Because I've always thought in some ways, God, if I have a safer helmet, I'm just going to hit harder. And that's actually the detrimental effect, right?
Yeah, well, helmets can make a difference. Helmets today are better than they were a year ago, and certainly 5 years ago, and certainly 10 years ago when Antonio Brown's helmet was last made or what have you. And they're better because they can reduce impact forces more effectively. And if you can reduce the force that's being transmitted to the head, you're likely to reduce the amount of movement of the brain within the skull, and therefore you'll make a difference in some fashion. But having said that, we still don't claim at this point that our helmet, or any helmet for that matter, can reduce or prevent concussion risk. That's always going to be there. And so a better helmet has to be introduced along with rule changes and better tackling techniques and increased vigilance.
Yeah, exactly. Hit with your shoulders as opposed to your head. I mean, when I was growing up, it was see what you hit, but that's no longer the case. We're talking to Dave Marver, CEO of Vice's Helmets. Now, you bring up Antonio Brown and it's weird, like why he's deciding to hang on to a helmet. And maybe it's comfort, maybe it's just familiarity, but it has been made in a decade. When a guy like that doesn't buy in to the new technologies and it's only based on comfort, is he wrong?
Well, I'm not sure it's comfort. Our helmet is new and different. And, you were a professional athlete. It's difficult for some of these guys to change. They become very accustomed to their kit, to their equipment, their rituals, their superstitions. So a lot of guys have had trouble, but they've all made the change. And even smallish receivers like a Doug Baldwin or a Golden Tate or a Julian Edelman have had a lot of success in our helmet. So I find this situation a little bit vexing, but I don't want to put myself in his shoes. He's performed at an extremely high level, and he has his own reasons.
Yeah, what is the difference? I mean, the difference between some of these older helmets and your helmet, for instance. It has new technologies, new different paddings, different sensors, et cetera. What's different from what used to be out there?
Well, generally speaking, helmets have gotten bigger and heavier. And so if you contrast today's top-performing helmets with a helmet like Antonio's wearing, mm-hmm. they are bigger and heavier. And so it is adjustment for some of these guys. And yet we've tried to engineer in our helmet, for example, things that make it attractive, make it worth making the change.
Yeah.
So our helmet has a really nice center of gravity. It doesn't feel as heavy on the head. We also have the widest field of view of any helmet on the market. So there's some elements in the helmet that can accentuate an athlete's performance, particularly a receiver's.
Yeah, exactly. You're what you see out of the side of your eye, whether it's an incoming defender or the football, really matters if your vision is too myopic here. Dave Marver, CEO of Vices Helmets. Now, explain to us a little bit what goes into the testing of these helmets, because we all know why this came to a head for Antonio Brown and also for others like Tom Brady, is they tested these helmets. Some of them didn't pass muster. Obviously, yours did. I think it was the number one rated helmet. What is that testing? What are they testing for?
So the NFL and the Players Association, they got together a few years ago, and they jointly appointed academics, biomechanics experts, who came up with a test protocol and then evaluated all the helmets used in the NFL against that protocol. So what they do essentially is they put a helmet on a crash test dummy head that's instrumented, and they impact that helmet in a variety of locations at the velocities that are seen in NFL play. And in doing that, they're able to compare all of the helmets in a really consistent and fair way. And some of the helmets have done well, such as ours. Ours has been number one 3 consecutive years.
Yep.
And some of them perform so poorly that the NFL and the PA jointly decided, you know what, these should not be used on field anymore.
Yeah, and ultimately, you got to protect the player from himself. I want a lighter helmet. I want to be able to, whatever. You got to protect him from himself. So the NFL did the right thing with Antonio Brown here and all these other guys who wanted to wear that old helmet. You agree?
I do, and I think by virtue of the NFL and the PA moving players into the better performing helmets, you're seeing a better result on field. So the concussions were down by about a quarter in the NFL last year. And interestingly, at the high school level, the researcher checked with all the high schools who switched into our helmet last year, their full rosters, and their concussions were down by a third. So, you know, we're not going to make any claims about concussions, but the indications are that some of these moves into better performing helmets are making a difference for the athletes.
Yeah, no, I believe that. Dave Marver, CEO of Vices Helmets. Now, you mentioned high school. Let's move away from the National Football League, because I think this is where it becomes really interesting from a viability of the sport. So many parents, they hear about concussions, they get scared about it. I'm positive that you have friends that have kids that are playing football, and they ask you this question directly. Is the game self safe, and does wearing a better helmet make it safer? So it gives them a peace of mind, so to speak, for their young son, or even daughter in some cases, to go play the game.
Well, I'm glad you asked the question, because everyone focuses on the NFL. It's such a high-profile sport and part of our society. But we got into this to help kids. And so we've been really gratified to extend the availability of this helmet down to the high school level. But then also this year we introduced a youth helmet and a cap for 7-on-7 in flag football, both of which are the best testing technologies in the history of Virginia Tech helmet testing. And so I do think now is the best time, the safest time for kids to enjoy football, both because of new technology, but also because of greater awareness and increased vigilance and just better ways of practicing, getting rid of the Oklahoma drill and bull in the ring and those sorts of things.
Yeah, no, that was never fun. Even when I wanted to be tough as a kid, doing Oklahoma drill was not fun. Let me ask you real quickly, because you mentioned 7-on-7. My son is up in Greenwich High School, and they have a good football program, but they spend a lot of their offseason playing 7-on-7. Obviously, you don't want too much contact. What's the product for 7-on-7? I don't know if I've seen this one.
Yeah, that's called the Ultim Cap, and it's a soft technology. It uses some of what we have in the 0-1 helmet that you see at the NFL, but it's softer. And games like 7-on-7, you have to be concerned about incidental contact.
Yes.
These players are going at great speed. They're phenomenal athletes, and they're just going to bump heads once in a while, or bump head to elbow or head to ground. And so sports like that need protection, and we designed something specifically for 7-on-7 football. And we'll be doing the same for other sports like soccer. You wouldn't think of traditionally as having head health hazards, but have high rates of head injury.
Yeah, no, you definitely. I remember reading some of these studies that particularly girls at the high school level, because their necks aren't as strong as the boys, so their heads tend to move a lot more, so they need more protection. It's really interesting. You don't think about it. You think about it as a football thing, an NFL thing, but it trickles down to so many pieces of our recreational life, even if it's like skiing.
Absolutely right. Yeah, and in sports like skiing or cycling, where no one wore protective headgear 10, 15 years ago. Now everyone does. I think you'll start to see protective headgear worn in sports like soccer increasingly going forward.
That's interesting. You guys have an enormous total accessible market here, Dave. I appreciate you hopping on.
You sound like a good investor.
I know a little bit. Dave, yeah. I appreciate you hopping on and talking with us for a few minutes. Good luck with Vysis. I know you guys have been crushing it as far as testing, and in the NFL, all the guys that have switched willingly or unwillingly have loved the product. So continued success to you guys.
Oh, thanks so much.
Be good. Dave Marver, CEO of Vysis Helmet. And I remember when they started doing these things and these new ideas for helmets, and the design is odd, right? Because I remember being used to like a streamlined look, and it's like, man, I look great. I look good out here. So if I look good, I'm gonna play good type of thing. But at some point, you realize it doesn't matter if your head looks a little bit bigger, as long as I'm a little bit more protected. In a brutal sport like football, it is well worth it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.